I'm not going to take a ton of time on this, but I want to encourage you before I get to a little bit of word at this equipping meeting. I talk plural often, preachers do that, and it's mostly them, you know, but I feel like that multiple are feeling that there is a fresh call for us to strategically pray the Word of God on a consistent basis. So we're loving right now prayer expressed in worship mixed with prayer through the Word of God. And I don't know how well you do that, but no one should ever say, I don't know what to pray. I don't have any language for prayer. This is a prayer manual. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, you've got a pile of promises and a pile of stories that you can apply. Besides that, John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, you remember, and my word abides in you, do what? Ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. And so there's a strategic, that's about our wholeness of life and abiding in the vine, but there's something powerful about praying with a Bible in your hand. Taking 2 to 3 verses, taking a psalm, and taking it and executing it by faith in the spirit realm toward the Lord. It's just a powerful thing because this is written by the Holy Spirit. And when you pray, John 15, 16, 17, right there, it says, if we pray anything according to the will of God, that you and I can have confidence that we're going to have what we pray for. I know the 100% way for you to pray the will of God. Pray the word of God. So I encourage you to find the Gospels or find apostolic prayers or go look in the Psalms. We love praying the Psalms. So like Psalm 16, I'm going to do this right now. If you've got a Bible, Psalm 16, I'm just going to do a couple verses and I'm going to model this. It's basic, it's simple, but I'm amazed how many people don't do this. And by the way, don't feel condemnation if you don't do it or do it as much as we think you ought to. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to actually arm you and then to alert you in the Spirit that we believe the Lord's given grace for this right now. So Psalm 16 was written by David. And so King David writes this, and here's how we do it. It's simple. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. You take a verse like that, and then you begin to simply lift it up and apply it to your life, knowing power is going to happen because the Holy Spirit wrote this. So I pray, Father God, and I'm going to pray with my eyes open, preserve me, O God. Preserve me from my own failings, from the temptations of the earth, from the attacks of any. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. Not in money, not in my strength, not in my family. In you I take refuge, and where I don't, would you expose that? And help me to take refuge in you, which is the safest place on planet Earth. I say, you are my Lord. You're my Lord. I say it to you. And I literally have no good apart from you. I don't have any good apart from you. Like David, all that's good is defined by what you are and what you give to me. As for the saints in the land, they are your excellent ones in whom is all my delight. I thank you for the believers in the land, the saints of God. You delight in them and I delight in them. And I break and I'm just done with every critical spirit, envious competition thing that causes me not to delight in the saints that are in the land. God, revive the church. Lord, bless the church. May I feel about the church what you feel about the church. Everybody see what I'm doing? Do you see what I'm doing? I took it, I lifted it, and it started to expand within my heart from just a sentence from David with Holy Spirit anointing on it. Now watch. The sorrows, verse 4, of those who run after another God, they're going to multiply. Their drink offerings of blood will not pour out or on their lips. Their name will not be on my lips. He's talking about those, the evildoers and the nations that are around him. I now in New Covenant pray, Lord, we know that people are going after idolatry now and worshiping money and education and sex. Their troubles are multiplying right now. So I pray in the middle of their troubles, you'd break in with the gospel. I pray for dreams at night, visions at day. I pray for divine appointments for those who are bowing a knee to other gods. In India, with thousands of gods, I pray, break the delusion off the nation of India. You see what I'm doing? And I'm praying it with authority. I talk loud anyway and fast, I know, but I'm praying it with authority because I got the word of God behind me. It's just something. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. Lord, you're my chosen portion. And I'm going to admit and confess right now, I've bellied up to many other tables to get other portions. But I repent of that, and I want to say like David that you're my chosen portion. You're my lot. The lines, the will of God for me has fallen in pleasant places. Forgive me for a complaining spirit. Forgive me for a grumbling spirit of how this has happened, because the lines have fallen for me in a pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. And so I release that to him. I'm going to go to the end here. Verse 11. Oh, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. Thank you. At 10 years old, I saw salvation and saw the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. I want maximum joy on planet Earth, oh God. And I've thought and been deluded. It happened when I had enough money or enough of this in my body, or I felt that. But fullness of joy is in your presence. So more presence. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, just join me near to death. Everybody with me? I want not half joy, 90. I said, I want fullness of joy. And I'm looking forward to, at your right hand, our pleasures forevermore. Eternal pleasure. God's not trying to get us. I love C.S. Lewis. I've been reading Way to Glory. I don't know if you've seen it. C.S. Lewis says, our problem isn't that we want too much pleasure. It's that we don't want enough. That's our problem. The highest pleasure on planet Earth and in eternity is being plugged in to the voltage of what is Yahweh. And we're all satisfied with little mud pies of sex, drugs, trying to get people to like us, trying to get a fancy car. And he's like, seriously, you're too easily satisfied. I want you going for it with your heart. And so, Lord, I'm going for it. Fill me with joy and break off of me my addictions and my delusions that keep trying to dip into little pools that are not satisfying. I'm done with the junk food. I want the meat. And so when I pray that, do you think God's hearing me? Do you think God just heard me right then? I know I'm in front of you. I usually do this by myself. But listen, this will fuel you for effective, target-hitting prayer. Prophetic stuff will download because you're interacting with the Spirit of God in you. You got a new creation. You got the dynamic Word of God. And you're before Yahweh in heaven. I'm telling you, angels are like, oh, I really believe that. Angels are like, oh, the redeemed are praying the anointed Word of God. So, Father God, I'm praying for a fresh commissioning of everyone in this room right now in Jesus' name. I pray they take up the sword of the Spirit like never before. All those dusty swords laying around. Everybody that's bored with theological study, I can't understand the Bible. Refresh their hearts right now to not just study the Bible, but to execute and pray the Bible. May there be, I can sense it right now happening in the room. May there be a fresh hunger and excitement to get home to pray a psalm, to pray John 17, to pray the book of Ephesians, to pray a gospel story. I sense it. Does anybody sense it happening to you right now? There's a hunger and a craving coming in the room right now. I'm sorry, I'm being a little weird. More, Lord, more. Fascinate them. Maybe they've never seen the Bible like this before. May it not just be a place we go to get information, maybe a place we interact with you in. Tonight, may the smoke of incense and the swords, may many swords be just swinging in the air tonight as your people pray the Word of God. Amen. Revival in your hearts. Praise God. I hope that helped.